بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the points of benefit on dua. Dua, the example of dua is the example of a door shut to protect great treasures. And you cannot reach these treasures until you open the door. So the door is the shield between you and between the treasures. And the treasures are the fruits of invocation. And the key is that you bring forth with you the means by which the dua is answered. You take by the causes. You do what's required for the door to be opened. It was said to Ibrahim bin Adham, rahimahullah, what is the matter that we call Allah and we don't receive an answer? He said, لأنكم عرفتم الله فلم تطيعوا. It's because you knew of Allah but you didn't obey him. وعرفتم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فلم تتبعوا سنته. And you knew the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم but you did not follow his sunnah. وعرفتم القرآن فلم تعملوا به. And you knew the Quran but you didn't act according to it. وأكلتم نعم الله فلم تؤدوا شكرها. And you ate from the favors of Allah but you didn't give thanks. وعرفتم الجنة فلم تطلبوها. And you knew of paradise but you didn't seek it. وعرفتم النار فلم تهربوا منها. And you knew of the fire of hell, but you didn't run away from it. وعرفتم الشيطان فلم تحاربوه ووافقتموه. And you knew the shaitan, and you didn't fight him. Rather, you agreed with him. وعرفتم الموت فلم تستعدوا له. You knew of death, but you didn't prepare yourself for it. ودفنتم الأموات فلم تعتبروا. And you buried the dead, but you didn't give heed. وتركتم عيوبكم واشتغلتم بعيوب الناس. And you abandoned, you forget about your shortcomings, and you busied yourself with the shortcomings of others. So at-tawbah is needed. At-tawbah. Asking for repentance. The times when the dua is anticipated to be answered, these times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made them as signs for his slaves, so as to utilize in this life for the hereafter. And these times are as follows. The dua in the latter third of the night. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ينزل ربنا تبارك وتعالى كل ليلة إلى السماء الدنيا. Allah, ربنا, our Lord, the blessed and most high is He, descends in the best way and best manner to the lowest heaven when there remains the latter third of the night, and says, من يدعوني فأستجيب له, who is to call me and I will answer, من يسألني فأعطيه, who is to ask me and I will give him, من يستغفرني فأغفر له, who is to ask for forgiveness and I will forgive him. أبو بكر الطرطوشي رحمه الله said, ليس بفقيه من كانت له إلى الله حاجة ثم نام عنها في الأسحار. He is not a faqih, a person of fiqh, of understanding. The one who has something to ask from Allah and then goes and sleeps in the ashar, in the latter part of the night. The second time is a dua of sujood, the dua during the prostration. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربه وهو ساجد. The nearest or the closest the person would be from Allah is while in prostration. فأكثر الدعاء, so make abundant دعاء. The third is the دعاء between the أذان and the إقامة. The دعاء in the time between the أذان and the إقامة. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء لا يرد بين الأذان والإقامة. The دعاء is not turned down between the أذان and the إقامة. And the fourth is the dua when the person awakes from sleep. The Prophet ﷺ said, "من تعار من الليل," anyone who awakes from sleep and says, "لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير." There is no true God worthy of worship except Allah alone. Without a partner, to Him belongs the kingdom and to Him belongs all the praise. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And He is all able to do all things. الحمد لله وسبحان الله. All praise is due to Allah. وسبحان الله. Allah is free of all imperfection. وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. And Allah is greater. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no power, no strength except by Allah. ثم قال, then he says, the person, the invoker says, اللهم اغفر لي, oh Allah forgive me, or invokes, استجيب له. Then his dua will be answered. فَإِن تَوَضَّأَ وَصَلَّى قُبِلَتْ صَلَاتُهُ. Then if he performs wudu and prays, then his salah is accepted. This is reported in Al-Bukhari. The fifth case is when the Muslim invokes Allah for his brother in the unseen. And this is in any time. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَدْعُ لِأَخِيهِ بِظَهْرِ الْغَيْبِ إِلَّا قَالَ الْمَلَكُ وَلَكَ بِمِثْلِ. No Muslim invokes Allah for his brother in the unseen, except the angel says, and to you the same. This is reported in Sahih Muslim. So if one wants for his dua to be answered, then let him invoke Allah for his brother, so that the angel will invoke Allah for him. The sixth is the dua on the day of Jumu'ah, the day of Friday. And the preponderating opinion is that this is after Salat al-Asr. The Prophet ﷺ said, فِيهِ سَاعَةٌ لَا يُوَافِقُهَا عَبْدٌ مُسْلِمٌ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي يسأل الله تعالى شيئا إلا أعطاه الله. If there is an hour in it, never met by a Muslim standing, praying in this hour, asking Allah for something, for anything except that Allah will give him. And this is in Sahih al-Bukhari. This brings the end of today's point of benefit about dua. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.